Georgia Satellite's on the bus. Keep your hands to yourself. Yeah, 6:10 this morning on the program. It's Friday. Welcome on into a sunshine today with a high 92. Got a 20% chance of showers tonight with a low 73. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 90. And on Sunday, showers possible and a high 72. Right now, it is 72, 75 at the world-famous Eiffel Tower. 72 in Antlers. Thank you guys so much. Megan is number one there on the big kick-ass meter in Antlers. Weather Service Paris Air Conditioning. Don't wait till it gets hot to get your air conditioner checked out. Your air conditioning unit, nothing like a hot house. Visit them online, ParisAirConditioning.com. See what's trending on the big bad internet this morning. Elon Musk has lost $49 billion since first offering to buy Twitter for $44 billion. His losses are the result of Tesla's shares being down 28% in the stock market. Everything's down. All right, I see. Vladimir Putin's daughter, Christina, is living in Germany with a man named Igor Zelensky. He is not related to the president of Ukraine, Vladimir Yukwinsky. I see. TikTok is conducting tests to develop a gaming system for its app. They want users to be able to play games while logged in. Yeah, I thought that TikTok was just a big old game, isn't it? People post themselves doing gamey things. Tom Cruise received a five-minute standing ovation after Top Gun premiered, and a Top Gun Maverick was screamed at a film festival. Krispy Kreme celebrating high school and college graduates with free donuts. Seniors who wear a class of 2022 swag to Krispy Kreme on May 25th receive a free dozen donuts while supplies last. Coca-Cola is debuting a new bottle whose cap doesn't not come off. The cap twists off, and then it's attached to the rim of the bottle. They say this will allow people to recycle easier and not lose their caps. Carnival Cruise Line is canceling cruises because of a cruise shortage. Nobody wants to work for them. Florida's Spring Hill College played their first ever college basketball playoff game yesterday. The University of Tampa beat them 35-4. Tampa scored 16 runs in the second inning following leading 22-0 and at the start of the game. Man, I would be so crappy. 22-0, man. And the economy. We got gas prices up, baby formula shortages, and our president, Joe Biden, says everything is okay.
So high, I can't afford to travel. So find a neighbor, a loved one, even a stranger you just never met. Give them a shoulder rub to make their feels better. They might resist at first, but just tell them it's okay. Shh, it's okay.
That's what's trending this morning on the big bad internet. Coming up in 7 minutes, Bob Zaney on the show. Yowza, yowza, yowza. It's Guns N' Roses on the bus, hanging with the Dirt Man this morning. Station that wants to put a $200 gas card in your hand. It's Foreigner, Double Vision. It's Luke Graham and Foreigner, seeing Double Vision. 6:24 this morning on the program. I'm the Dirt Man. Welcome on into it. I think Bob Zaney is on the bus line. His encore presentation this morning. Is this Bob?
Hello.
Hello. Is this a mysterious caller?
Yes, I'm very mysterious. I bet you can't even guess what type of underwear I'm wearing.
I don't know. I was thinking. I was like, he's got
problems. Neither, baby.
Neither.
Let's do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome to the show Bob Zaney.
Hey, Dirt Man, go to Bob Zaney. Actually, not Bob Zaney, but go to drybarcomedy.com. Download the Comedy Plus app. Use the promo code Zaney Report. Save some cash. Watch my special along with a lot of great other comedians. But it's really about me.
Yes, it is.
Let's get right to it. According to a new study, 94% of Americans are concerned or upset with inflation. The other 6% are happy with their breast implants. Mike Tyson will not be charged for punching a fellow passenger in first class on a JetBlue flight. Aviation experts say he may have killed the man if they both were in coach. And the Biden administration has announced free high-speed internet to anyone who can't afford it. President Biden said in a PSA. To find out if you qualify, just go to their website, www.catch22.gov.
That's a good one.
It's a smart joke. I'm very proud of you for getting that.
I get it.
I think people are going to now Google Catch 22. Hey, by the way, this is very exciting. Bob Zaney, Macari, Bob Zaney. You Google that, and then guess what happens? You get right to my store. Easiest way to do it now. I'm just not going to waste any time. And I did put up my album from 1985. It's vinyl. Hi, Home, I'm Honey. It's brand new, never been out of the packaging, the original packaging, and I can't blame it because I wouldn't listen to it.
I wouldn't open that.
No, but it's a very funny cover, and it's a funny back cover with a lot of photos of my life up to 23. Scary, isn't it? Now we're going to go back in time, revisit a past Zaney Report joke. You know how it's done, so I'm going to go ahead and put you in charge.
Let me see if I can remember. There it is.
Thank God you remembered. It's almost as if you winged it. August 26, 2015, Dateline Kingsman, Kansas. A single-engine plane overturned on the runway, striking a deer on takeoff. No one was hurt. So far, it's been ruled pilot error because he was distracted staring at the deer's rack. On the Twitter, at Bob Zaney, Zaney Bob on the Instagram. I did tweet out episode 6. I was going to put you in the tweet, but you didn't get back to me till this morning.
Yeah, so
next week, I'll get you in the mix and on the board, or I might even do it a little later on today. So be on the lookout at Dirtman, which is very exciting.
Yeah,
okay. It's Dirtman and then
there's at Dirtman 1019.
You just put Dirtman.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I got two or three of them. Some of them work, some of them don't.
Okay, good to know. Until next week, maybe. This is Bob Zaney. Bay, bay.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on the bus. Break down, go ahead, give it to me. You know you want to. 6:34 this morning of the show. Let's see who's having a birthday today. May 20th, 2022. Country star John Party, 37 today. Busta Rhymes, 50. Tony Stewart, 51. Let's see. Cindy McCain having a birthday. She is 68 today. And Cher is 76. And she says, oh, if I could just turn back time. Also celebrating a birthday today, the Game of Thrones star Jack Gleason is celebrating.
And now a star is born. On May 20th, 1992, the world welcomed little baby Game of Thrones star Jack Gleason.
Congratulations, Mom. It's a little King Joffrey. You and your brother must be very proud.
Jack Gleason, a star is born.
And if you're having a birthday, happy birthday to you. Let's get a check on news, Dave Kirkpatrick. 2, maybe some showers tonight, low 73, tomorrow partly sunny, 90, and then on Sunday, showers possible with a high 72. Right now, 75 at the world-famous Eiffel Tower, 73 in Cooper. Thank you guys so much for making us number one there on the big kick-ass meter in Cooper. Scorpions on the bus. That is the Scorpions on the bus, still loving you. I was over at Walmart, I think yesterday, day before yesterday. I saw this spray that will kill ants and scorpions and all kinds of other creatures out in your backyard. If you don't like scorpions. I thought to myself, man, I always wondered what happened to the scorpions. Now I know. Somebody sprayed them. 6:43 this morning of the program, hanging out with the Dirt Man. We want to put a $200 gas card in your hand, help you out at the pump, ease some of that pain. Let's go to the website and register, kbus1019.com. Saw where DC and Warner Brothers plan to dump Amber Heard from the Aquaman franchise. I don't know. They had a press conference yesterday, and it went something like this.
Thank you for coming. On behalf of Warner Brothers and DC Comics, we have decided to dump Amber Heard from her binding contract, which has been quite a relief. You may wonder about her role in Aquaman number 2. Well, she has been wiped from much of the movie as she has become a stain on the franchise, which many have criticized for a corny performance. However, Amber claims she is undeterred. Now, while her career has taken a plop, she will use this time to focus on family mattresses. matters. Thank you. We are taking no further questions on this crappy situation.
That is Boston on the bus. Let me take you home tonight. 7:06 this morning on the program's Friday. Welcome on into it. We want to put a $200 gas card in your hand, help you at the pump, ease that pain, so to speak. It's register at KBUS1019.com. It's Edgar Winter. Come on and take a free ride. It's Edgar Winter on the bus. Come on and take a free ride. Don't cost you a dime. Sunshine today with a high of 92. Slight chance of some showers tonight with a low 73. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a high of 90. Sunday, look for some showers and a high of 72. Right now, we're sitting at 75. 75 at the world-famous Eiffel Tower. And it's 74 in Honey Grove. Thank you guys so much for making us number one there on that giant, big, kick-ass meter in Honey Grove. Weather is service, J. Hodge Dodge, your number one choice in quality cars and trucks, and exceptional customer service. Located right across from Paris Town Center. Let's do some music news this morning. Kenny Loggins says he was not the first choice to sing Danger Zone for the Top Gun movie soundtrack. He said there were supposedly three or four other acts on the hook before me, and they all dropped out because he knew that the lead singer of REO Speedwagon was in there, but he dropped out because he couldn't hit the high notes. Yeah, so you just never know why somebody is going to be in or out. But Kenny Loggins got it. There you go. Queen, Elton John, and Diana Ross are among others who perform at Queen Elizabeth's, our Platinum Jubilee on June the 4th. Elton's performance is going to be pre-recorded from Italy. Mick Fleetwood says he and Stevie Nicks are soulmates. Even though they're no longer romantically involved, I think she was romantically involved with everybody and Fleetwood Mac and then some. He says, in terms of our relationship, each of us are soulmates. We have still have the same connection that we did back in the day. We just love each other. It's in the true sense of the word. Said I rented a hotel in Hawaii with my wife, Lynn, and our kids. And Stevie rented a house just down the road. And my wife is a soulmate, too, but she also knows that Stevie's one of them, too. And Lynn knows that there's so much you can enjoy with that kind of dynamic. There you go. I wonder what you're talking about there, Mick. Light an old candle. John Mellencamp is going to share his paintings in a new book titled John Mellencamp, American Painting and Assemblies. The $65 book will be released October 22nd. And if you pre-order, you get a copy of this song right here. Little ditty about, sucking on a chili dog.
Sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog. Chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog. Chili. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on. Sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on chili, sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog, sucking on chili dog. A little ditty about Jack and Diane. Two American kids sucking on a chili dog.
There you go. And that's music news this morning right here on the bus. It is Matchbox 20 on the bus. I love that. Push. I'm going to push you around. 7:24 this morning of the program. I am the Dirt Man. Welcome on into Friday. I got to thinking about this. I'm thinking that 2022 is shaping up to look worse than 2020. I mean, we got inflation out the yin-yang, empty store shelves, gas prices through the roof, baby formula hard to find. Yeah, so we thought we'd bring in Morgan Freeman to apologize for 2022.
Hello, I am 2022. I sincerely apologize for being a crappy year. This was supposed to be the year everything got back to normal. But instead, we have a war in Europe, a recession, inflation. Oh, and COVID never went away. And it's only May. Sorry about that. Remember when you thought it couldn't get worse than 2020? You were afraid of murder hornets and touching groceries. Now it's monkeypox and paying for groceries. How dare I? On the bright side, another Avatar movie is coming out. Oh, wait, that's another bad thing. Sorry. Apologetically yours, 2022.
It is a Seether on the bus. Great song. Breakdown. 7:40 this morning on the program. We're the station that wants to put a $200 gas card in your sweet little hand. All you got to do is register. KBus1019.com. $200. Help you out at the gas pump. Well, it is Friday morning. It's time for one of my favorite features, the Sports Kid.
With commentary from the world of sports, live from his basement rec room, this is the Sports Kid.
The New York Rangers made it to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. New Yorkers are smelling a championship, but then again, it's New York City, so they might just be smelling pee. This week, a high school track and field runner broke the 4-minute mile. How did he do it? His coach told him it was the latest TikTok challenge. The Cincinnati Reds are having one of their worst seasons ever. How bad is it? Their chances of winning the World Series are lower than finding a bottle of baby formula. New York Yankees player Jake Sanford was fired for stealing equipment from his teammates and selling it. Come on, Jake. A New York Yankee would never steal equipment. The only thing a Yankee steals is signs.
The opinions expressed by the Sports Kid do not reflect the views of this radio station or anyone who's gone through puberty.
What? He said what? Said what? Said what? Said no. Said what? What? What are you talking about?
It is Pearl Jam on the bus. Heard they are canceling their tour this year. No explanation either. It's Pearl Jam on the bus. 8:11 this morning on the program. Sunshine today with a high 92. 20% chance of showers tonight. Low 73. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high 90. And then things cool off on Sunday with some showers. High 72. Right now 75. 75 at the world famous Eiffel Tower. And it's 73 in Ledonia. Thank you guys so much for making us number one there on the big kick-ass meter. Just freshly installed in Ledonia. Whether a service of Picker Self-Service Auto Parts, turning your old vehicle into cold hard cash, any make, any model, any condition, and they will tow it for free. Call them at 1-888-404-3810. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but Amber Heard, you know, the lawsuit continues. The bitter fight between her and Johnny Depp continues on. But DC Comics and Warner Brothers plan to dump Amber Heard from the Aquaman franchise. So let's get an up to date. There's a press conference going on right now. So let's find out exactly what's going on this morning.
Thank you for coming. On behalf of Warner Brothers and DC Comics, we have decided to dump Amber Heard from her binding contract, which has been quite a relief. You may wonder about her role in Aquaman number 2. Well, she has been wiped from much of the movie as she has become a stain on the franchise, which many have criticized for a corny performance. However, Amber claims she is undeterred. Now, while her career has taken a plop, she will use this time to focus on family mattresses. matters. Thank you. We are taking no further questions on this crappy situation.
She's undeterred. That is Elton John on the bus, Tiny Dancer. It's 8:25 this morning on the bus. I'm the Dirt Man. And we have guests in the studio this morning.
Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
And in the studio, as he is every Friday, it is Paul Allen. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Paul is with the Chamber of Commerce. Talk about commerce. And businesses. Who you got with you this morning?
We've got Buckley Gooding. He is the owner of Texan Time Repair in Reno. So, Buckley, I'd like for you to tell everybody what you do there in Reno.
Well, we are a full-line fine Swiss watch repair facility. Mm-hmm. We change batteries. We work on your watch. We diagnose problems with your watch.
Anything to do with time?
Anything to do with time, yes.
Can you take us back to a different time? Can you take us back to, say, 2017, maybe?
We're working on that. We haven't perfected the process yet, but we're working on that.
2020 was a horrible year.
It was.
2022 is shaping up to be even worse.
Well, don't say that. Let's have some hope.
There's no hope to it. Anyway, back to what you were talking about. I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's okay. Yes, we can repair just about any watch you bring to us. Pocket watch, wrist watch, quartz, mechanical, doesn't matter, new, antique. We carry parts to repair most anything that would come in.
So, like Grandpa's watch that he left you in his wheel, and it doesn't work, and you can fix that.
We especially like doing those. Restorations are one of my specialties. I've done quite a bit of museum work for down around Dallas. I've done some museum work for Zodiac and Fossil.
Buckley, how'd you get into this?
It's not easy. It's something I've wanted to do all my life, and I changed careers back in 2010 and slowly built myself to where I'm at now. It takes a long time. Mm-hmm. It's like anything, you can't just start out at the top. You have to work your way up.
And so what triggered that in your head? I want to work on clocks and watches and things.
I've always liked mechanical things. Mm-hmm. I've always taken things apart and looked at them, seen what made them work, and put them back together again since I can remember. And I figured I was laid off from a job, and I figured, let's just go with that. Mm-hmm. And so I went to school and learned this trade and then started working for myself.
Is there a lot of call for it?
There's not locally, but there is nationally and internationally. Mm-hmm. Lots of people want their timepieces repaired and want them operating. You'd be surprised how many people really are fond of their watches and really want those types of things working and keeping time on the wrist.
So you're working all over the country from your home in Reno.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so,
sir.
So how do they find out about you? Got a website and all that stuff? They send you the stuff and their clock or their timepiece, and you send it back repaired, right?
Yes, right. Well, it's basically word of mouth. I don't have a website yet. I'm working on that. I do have a Facebook page. I do have an Instagram page. And when I get time to update those, I do. But, sometimes I lack. Sometimes it's several months before I get on there.
Buckley doesn't have the time. He doesn't have the time to fool with that kind of stuff.
No pun intended.
No. Did we cover anything? Anything you wanted to add?
We're going to have a grand opening June 4th from 10 to 4.
You have a full shop.
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, I thought you were doing this out of your house or something.
No, I have a business location there in Reno, yes, sir. Yeah.
Where's that located?
At 6315 Lamar Road in the Walnut Village Shopping Center.
All right, and you're going to be having an open house?
June the 4th? Be on a Saturday from 10 to 4.
All right.
We'll have food trucks out, and we'll be doing free battery changes that day. So if you got a watch, you need your battery change, bring it down. That's the day.
All right. What time is it again?
10 to 4.
What time?
I walked into that one, didn't I?
You sure did. I mean, the puns just keep coming.
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, I just keep coming. All right, Buckley, thank you so much for being here. Name of the business is what? Texan Time Repair.
Absolutely. That's right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. What do you got, Paul?
Hey, we got archers in town this week. We're excited to have them back out at the Love Civic Center. They're going to start shooting about 11 o'clock today. So if you see Civic Center packed up and a lot of people from out of town, they're with the archery group. Glad to have them back.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Paul Allen, ladies and gentlemen, Chamber of Commerce.